Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Tonight is the night for all League of Ireland fans. We find out in a few hours whether Shelburne or Shamrock Rovers win the SSE Airtricity Premier Division. It's the denouement of a crazy season which started with Shells at a very remote price of 25-1 to win it and the near demise of Dundalk. But it's also been a lucrative one according to a report from BDO, which suggests that the league as a whole contributes a not insignificant €164 million to the Irish economy, directly employing 1,600 people. Total peak viewership has almost doubled since 2021 as well. And Mark Scanlon is the director of the League of Ireland. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Congratulations on the data. How did BDO calculate a figure of €164 million?
So the information that BDO worked off comes directly from our club licensing process, where each of the clubs have to submit their financial accounts on an annual basis. And the rest of the data then comes from the fan surveys, as well as the modelling for the indirect spend that comes via the League of Ireland. So it's quite a significant number, as you mentioned, in €164 million, and then €40 million through direct taxes as well. So we're delighted with the report, which is the first ever independent report carried into the League of Ireland's economic impact. So it's a significant one, and one that we look forward to using as a benchmark in the future.
And did you calculate how much each fan might spend on match day, whether that's with meals or transport or travel or souvenirs or whatever?
Yeah, there was a direct fan survey that was carried out, which was sent around to each of the clubs, and the fans responded, and it's the end results were that there was a €49 spend from fans on a match-by-match basis, which included the areas like transport to and from the game, meals. Also then, as you mentioned, the likes of merchandise as well, which on an annual basis, fans are spending on average €165 a year on their club merchandise.
Mm. Obviously, there have been the downsides as well. One of the league's oldest clubs, Dundalk, nearly didn't make it. Kind of helped the reputation.
Yeah, I think it's always a warning sign for clubs when like that happens as well, just to be careful in terms of managing their finances. It's something that we've seen across football worldwide when clubs unfortunately stretch themselves a little bit too far. So it's certainly one that has to be looked out for in the future. But thankfully, the club managed to come through that period in terms of the short term, and they're very much looking forward to hopefully a bright future in the long term.
Yeah, indeed. Does it bother you that the GAA and other sports get a lot more money than you guys? And, you know, when it comes to investing in the grassroots of the sport?
No, I think what's important is an overall spend in sport is a positive, and that's something that collectively as national governing bodies we've all lobbied for. So any spend on sport, when you see young people out participating, is obviously good for health and social needs. And from our point of view, we are the biggest participation sport in the country. So with something that we certainly want to see increase going forward in the future. We developed an ambitious facilities investment strategy last year from grassroots into League of Ireland, and including our international teams as well. And that's something we're thankful to government for this year, with the increase in sports capital grants, and hopefully some good news to come in terms of the large scale sports infrastructure fund. So that's a trend that we'd love to see continue in the future. And hopefully there will be further investment into football and all sport.
Yeah, training facilities do matter, though, especially if you want to attract young women into the sport as well, because there have always been complaints that some of the training facilities and changing facilities are awful in some of the more remote clubs.
Yeah, I think it's an important part of the issue that needs to be solved. And certainly from a lot of our clubs, in terms of renting pitches across the country or having short-term leases, it's made it difficult to apply for some of them grants that would be required to upgrade the facilities. But that's one that's changing, and we have a huge increase, particularly in the area of female participation, with the success of the women's national team qualifying for the World Cup in Australia, and hopefully for the next European Championships in Switzerland as well. And the increase in female participation across the board has been huge, and then that's translated directly into the League of Ireland, where we've seen a massive increase in terms of the standard levels and the participation and the fan interest in the SSE or Tristy Women's Premier Division as well. So that's one, again, that we'd love to see continue in the future.
And TV rights matters as well, doesn't it? Both matches are on tonight, the Shelburne match and the Shamrock Rovers matches, but that's pretty unusual. TV companies, do they get behind the League of Ireland as much as you'd like?
I think it's something that we'd definitely like to see grow again. We have been delighted to see the increase over the last few years. As you can see in the report, in 2023, we had a record number of live TV games in 43 across RTE, Virgin Media and TG Car. This year, that's increased again. And as you said, significantly tonight, the first time that two games have been on at the same time live on TV as the title race comes to a climax, but certainly one that we want to increase next year. Just last week as well, we announced a new partnership with Premier Sports for our streaming service, LOI TV, which provides a further 500 games to fans over the course of the season. So certainly the more eyeballs that are on the league, whether that's through the TV or through the streaming service, is definitely a positive for the league.
Okay, who will win it tonight?
Oh, well, that's going to be a difficult one to call. If we look at the course of the rest of the season over the previous 35 games, it's been unpredictable. So I can certainly see a few more twists and turns happening tonight before one of the teams manage to get their hands on the trophy.
Indeed, Mark, thank you so much for your time. Have a great weekend. That is Mark Scanlon, the director of the League of Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.